This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country remains steadfast in its resolve to defeat terrorism and dismantle its enabling ecosystem. In a social media post on the completion of 1 year of Operation Sindoor, Mr. Modi said the Indian Armed Forces had displayed unparalleled courage, precision and resolve during the operation. He said the forces gave a fitting response to those who dared to attack innocent Indians at Pahalgam. Mr. Modi also added that the entire nation salutes the armed forces for their valour.
India will identify, track and punish every terrorist and their backer.
Terror or talk, ek saath nahi ho sakta. Terror or trade. एक साथ नहीं चल सकते और पानी और खून भी एक साथ नहीं बह सकता.
President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan have called Operation Sindoor a defining testament to India's unwavering resolve against terrorism. In a social media post, President Murmu said the brutal attack at Pahalgam was met with befitting and exemplary precision. She reiterated that those who seek to threaten Bharat must know that our nation stands vigilant, united and prepared to respond with strength. Marking 1 year of Operation Sindoor, the Vice President in a social media post said the unwavering courage and valour of our armed forces ensured that terror networks were effectively targeted and dismantled. In Tamil Nadu, TVK Chief CE Joseph Vijay met Governor Vishwanath Arlekar for the second time at the Lok Bhavan today. It is said the Governor had called him. The Governor is also likely to depart for Kerala after the meeting with him. Yesterday as well, Vijay met the Governor and presented the list of the party MLAs and also the support letter from the Congress. At this juncture, he needed more support to show a majority. VCK leader Thiruvallavan has said that his party would decide on supporting Vijay after the Legislative Party meeting today. His party has two MLAs. The left parties have also appealed to the Governor to give the opportunity to form the government to the single largest party, TVK. It stated that the majority could be proved on the floor of the Assembly. Amid political uncertainty following the government formation in Tamil Nadu, more than 40 AIADMK MLAs and senior party functionaries from various districts of Tamil Nadu have arrived at a private resort at Pudukoppam near Puducherry. The MLAs belonging to districts including Kadalur, Villupuram, Kallakurichi, Thiruvannamalai and Salem reached the resort in vehicles bearing AIADMK flags amid fears of defection and a possible split within the legislative party. Puducherry police have deployed heavy security in and around the resort area. President of Vietnam Tho Lam visited the National Stock Exchange in Mumbai during his day-long visit to the city today. He participated in the traditional bell-ringing ceremony at the NSE and was welcomed by Managing Director and CEO Ashish Kumar Chauhan, along with business leaders. On the occasion, President Lam acknowledged the strength of India's stock market. Later today, President Tho Lam will call on Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis. Thereafter, the two leaders will participate in a business forum. The Bombay High Court today dismissed the appeals challenging the acquittal of all 22 accused, including 21 police personnel, in the fake encounter killings of Sohrabuddin Sheikh, his wife Kausar B, and associate Tulsi Ram Prajapati. A division bench comprising Chief Justice Sri Chandrasekhar and Justice Gautam Ankhad upheld the acquittal. In Bihar, Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary expanded his government today. Several leaders were sworn in as ministers in the cabinet. They include Bhagwan Singh Kushwaha, Arun Shankar Prasad, Madan Sahni, Santosh Kumar Suman, Rama Nishad, Ram Kripal Yadav, Nitish Mishra, Damodar Rawat, Sanjay Singh and Ashok Chaudhary. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP National President Nitin Naveen, along with several senior leaders and members of the cabinet, attended the swearing-in ceremony held at Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Prime Minister Modi also held a roadshow in Patna, drawing a large crowd along the route. And with that, we end this news bulletin.